It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I was sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch.
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Friday, Kitchen Notes. Tweets on Air Buffalo Wings and Rings, Cool Springs. Josh Newberg is with us from 24/7 Sports and also the Big 3 Roll-Up. So, Josh, give us the backstory on Jalen Ramsey and Timmy Brewster and what was happening on Twitter the other day.
Well, I don't think there's a whole lot of backstory. For those that know, I think everybody saw that Tim Brewster tweeted an edit, which is like a Photoshop picture of Jimbo Fisher in a Texas A&M shirt with all these defensive backs behind him. And it said, you know, basically like these are the DBs that Jimbo Fisher has produced. And it had Xavier Rhodes and Terrence Brooks and Jalen Ramsey and Ronald Darby, a bunch of them. Kevin Johnson. I'll get to Kevin Johnson in a minute. But Jalen Ramsey took exception to this and basically said, you know, Jimbo didn't teach me one bit of technique. And now I can understand where he's coming from. But also in the past, Jimbo Fisher, while at Florida State, and nobody had an issue with this. Jimbo Fisher tweeted, you know, or the production team at FSU tweeted a edit of all the quarterbacks he's produced, dating back to his time at LSU. The difference is Jimbo Fisher is a QB guru. Even while he was at LSU, he had a major hand in recruiting those guys, developing those guys, getting them ready for the NFL. He was the QB coach at LSU, he was the OC. He did have a big hand in all that. Defensive backs at FSU, not so much. Now, Xavier Rhodes is very close with Fisher, very close with the family. And I could see, you know, probably not everybody took issue with it. I think maybe even Xavier Rhodes maybe credits Jimbo for turning him from a wide receiver into a defensive back. But Jalen Ramsey, on the other hand, was never going to come to Florida State until Jeremy Pruitt took the job. He wasn't ever really recruited by Jimbo Fisher. He didn't have a real connection to Jimbo Fisher. This was 100% on Jeremy Pruitt. Jeremy Pruitt, to this day, I should say these defensive backs to this day still give Jeremy Pruitt all the credit for the development that he gave them and the things that he taught them, even in just the 1 year that he was there. So I think just the fact that Jimbo was wearing a Texas A&M shirt in the photo and sort of taking credit for these defensive backs' development and success. And at the bottom, it had all the money total that the defensive backs had made. And I think Jalen took exception to giving Jimbo credit for that, but also his pride for Florida State. He didn't want to see his face and his likeliness used in Texas A&M propaganda when, you know, Jimbo's not a DB guru. He's a QB guy, and that's his thing. So I think he took exception to it. The other weird thing was Kevin Johnson was on there. Kevin Johnson was a defensive back at Wake Forest. And they're lumping him into Jimbo's development, I guess because they've hired Mike Elko. So that was a bit of a reach.
Wow.
He was on there as well.
Yeah. I hadn't thought of that. I didn't put that together when looking at that. And here's the other thing, Josh. This is also Jalen's personality. Not everybody might – people might not respond the way he does, but Jalen is not afraid to say what he thinks, whether it's publicly or on the football field, right?
Right, but I really doubt that if Jeremy Pruitt did the same thing,
right,
had his likeliness on there, I really doubt Jalen would call him out publicly for it.
Now, let me. I'm going to try and take this further. It might not be as
but
deep.
But how about
as
Tim Brewster taking another L on Twitter, huh?
Oh well, I know. But is there
it's
any
like a weekly occurrence at this point?
No, we're going to get to that.
I love it.
Oh,
yeah.
Is there any bad blood? Might be a little harsh between Ramsey and Jimbo, just because Jimbo looked like he mailed it in this year and then left. Is there anything there?
I doubt it. You know, not anything. Does Jalen probably have some feelings about his departure from Florida State? Probably. But yeah. I don't think that was really a shot. You know, I just think he was probably surprised to see something like that. And thinking back on it, when I reread his tweet and all that, I think Ramsey was pretty respectful and calculated and concise in his wording. I think he could have probably gone off a little bit further off the handle, having seen that, the way that it was done with the money at the – you know, it was very – it was kind of weird. But I thought Jalen handled it well and didn't really take a personal shot at Jimbo or Tim Brewster directly. But no, I think these guys understand it's a business. He's what now 3 years removed from Florida State.
Sure.
2.5 years removed from Florida State. So I think he understands it's a business. I don't think he probably holds a ton of ill will towards Jimbo. You know, they did win a national championship together.
And Tim, who's the tight end coach, he's the one that tweets this out. Now, I don't think it was Tim taking credit for any of this, right? Even though Jalen's response kind of made it sound like he was accusing Tim of taking responsibility for the DBs, right? Or not?
No, the way he quoted it and the way that I read it was, Tim tweeted it, but it was a picture of Jimbo Fisher and it said, okay, like Jimbo's DBs. And his response was, Jimbo, he said he didn't teach me one bit of DB technique. Not one, you know, DB technique.
Right.
I think he was referring to Jimbo, who we all know is an offensive guy and heavy-handed with the offense and kind of leaves the defense to the defensive coaches. So I think that was the thing that he took exception to, was the fact that it was Jimbo's photo amongst these DBs.
What other L's, and I follow Tim, what other L's has Tim taken on Twitter here recently?
The one with He tweeted recently that the SEC is the best conference in America,
that's
facts
right,
only, something like that.
That's right.
And the big three roll-ups, TJ, our producer, did a graphic where he had, about a year ago, Tim Brewster tweeting that the ACC is the top conference in America, no doubt, you know, whatever he said, you
right,
know, standing up on a mountaintop shouting that ACC is the top conference.
Right.
And, like, 13 months later, I think it was, he's tweeting that the SEC is the best conference. And he's like, you know, hashtag facts only or something. And TJ did this graphic where it's like they're on top of each other. Well, I guess somehow coaches from the Big 12 took that and started tweeting it. And it caught fire. And, you know, I mean, Twitter keeps receipts, Bill. We all know that. You got to be careful.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I did see that. I'd forgotten all about that.
But of course, the big three roll-ups involved in it, though. You know that.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Now, you need to get Jalen Ramsey on.
Oh, we're working on it.
No, I bet.
We worked on it last offseason, and we had some correspondence with the Jaguars PR staff. I mean, they're not saying no. So we're working on it again this year. We've been working on it.
Oh, man. So what up? I mean, that's good stuff right there. When Jalen Ramsey was here at Brentwood Academy and he was playing, now we didn't know he'd be this kind of player. We knew it was good, but again, it's like I've told you probably 3 or 4 times, our biggest debate was whether or not he was a safety or corner, which was, looking back on it, silly. Really doesn't matter. He can do anything he wants. But I don't remember, until he got to Florida State his freshman year, and maybe it's just because I wasn't at Brentwood Academy watching practice every day, I don't remember him being this vocal, take charge, talk trash guy who backs it up. I'm good with it when you back it up. I don't remember that. It all developed for me when he was down there at Florida State. Didn't he get kicked out of practice and He got into some pretty heavy stuff in practice one time, right?
Yeah, he got kicked out, and Jimbo famously yelled, "I'll send your ass back to Tennessee." Hey, maybe that's why Jalen Ramsey took exception to it. Maybe because, like, you know, when Jalen was just trying to be a defensive back in practice and play and have an intense practice, Jimbo wanted to send his ass back to Tennessee. So, yeah, I think he developed that personality at Florida State for sure. Winning a national championship your freshman year probably helps. Playing safety, being a dominant safety as a freshman, and then switching to corner and being one of the best corners in the country for the next 2 years probably helped. But, yeah, he matured, he developed, and he settled into the personality that we see today.
That is – there's another item. Almost never do you take a safety and move them to corner and then have it work exceedingly well. It's always, I've got a corner who's not really what we need in coverage. I'm going to make him a safety. It's always the other way. It's remarkable the way that developed.
Well, it's just a testament to the athletic ability of Jalen Ramsey because
sure.
He was brought in probably to be a corner, but they needed a safety that year.
Right.
So he played safety. And then they moved him to corner after the national championship year. And, you know, that was more of a natural position for him, I guess. But it just goes to show that he could literally play any position in the defensive secondary.
I had Gator Dave on the other day, and we got into various things. But one was the breakdown of Florida and Florida State, just those two, not as much Miami, city by city. For example, Duval County in Jacksonville is a Gator city, right? Would you call that about 70-30? Probably in Jacksonville.
But right now, Miami's recruiting the hell out of Duval County.
Right.
Yeah. As far as fans go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Now give me the cities. Obviously Tallahassee, but Tampa, St. Pete, Orlando. Give me the cities that Florida State would have the percentage over Florida when it comes to fans.
Yeah. Normally, I would consider Tampa, St. Pete more of a Gator town. But with the Gators being down, I don't know, we may be talking about this on the podcast maybe, but with the Gators being down, Tampa is a bit of a bandwagon town just because, you know, you're 2 hours from Gainesville. You're not really that local, but you're 4 hours from Tallahassee. And with the Seminoles' success more recently, you can definitely tell there's a shift. But when the Gators were on top, there was definitely, you know, it was definitely a Gator town. Orlando is definitely more of a Gator town. I think down south in Fort Myers and stuff is heavy Florida State right now, but that's because they're on top, but also split with Miami. But, yeah, Jacksonville, I think maybe because of the cocktail party and the game being there all the time, I think is definitely a Gator town. And Miami is heavily split because when I was up at Florida State as a student, all my friends were either from Tampa, St. Pete, and like I knew them, or they were from Fort Lauderdale, Miami, West Palm. So there's a heavy, heavy influence of Florida State fans in South Florida.
If you were to take Miami, Broward, Palm Beach, Dade County, would Miami be fan base wise the most popular, considering they don't get that many people at their games anyways, and Florida is state U? What do you think the breakdown would be down there?
I think it's primarily right now Florida State fans
down there.
Miami did catch fire a little bit and people started hopping back on the bandwagon, but for the most part, you know, Miami's hard to get in. It's expensive. It's a private school. For the people in that area that actually go to college, it's more Florida or Florida State because they leave and go to those public universities. Even Miami students aren't made up of locals. It's people from all over the country.
Right.
And it's a smaller school at that. So it's just the dynamics of it being a private university and stuff. I think now the people that haven't gone to college or didn't go to college, they tend to be more of the Miami fans. I'm not trying to take a shot at Miami. It's just kind of the way it is. you know, because they're rooting for the local team.
Right, right. Tell everybody about the Big Three Roll-Up and how they can get you.
It's a podcast, Bill, and it drops every Thursday on iTunes, SoundCloud, Podbean, wherever you can get your podcasts. This week, we had a great show. We taped it last night. We had former Alabama defensive back Javier Arenas on the show. He's a defensive analyst with Alabama right now, and he probably doesn't know that he's not allowed to do our show, but he came on it anyway and shared some great insight into Nick Saban and what they're doing. Javier's just got a ton of energy. You'll be a better person for listening. He's passionate about what he does. He loves Alabama. And I think you'll understand after you listen to the show.
Yeah, when that catches fire down there in the football offices, Javier's going to have a come to Jesus meeting.
Yeah, we're just going to keep having him on until it does catch fire in there. But yeah, he's gonna be told that, you know, you're not allowed to do interviews. But until then, we're going to keep having him on.
Did you guys have a chance to ask him what he thought about Nick maybe hiring Butch Jones?
No, we didn't get there. There's so much, you know, Javier's so great. But we did get a little bit behind the curtain on Nick Saban and the way he motivates. And you can just hear it in Javier. He still has Saban lights a fire under these boys, and not just on the football field, but into life as well. And Javier is just focused, determined. But we broke down a lot of about Kirby and Pruitt, because when he was there, Pruitt was a defensive analyst. He wasn't quite a coach yet. And Kirby was on staff as well. And we just talked a lot about kind of like what makes Kirby great, what makes Jeremy great, what makes Saban great. And it's a good interview. It was fun.
Since Jeremy Pruitt is a god down there, you give him, what, 2 years to win a natty at Tennessee? Maybe a year and a half?
I think Jeremy's going to be successful. I don't know what that really means in right. terms of Tennessee, but I think, you know, the levels of success, I don't know. But he's going to improve that program. I have no doubt in my mind. Anybody that is that focused, that organized, and works as hard as he does, I can't see him not having some sort of success. And with the coaches that he surrounded himself with, they're kind of all cut from the same cloth. Like, I can't picture Jeremy Pruitt truly failing at Tennessee. I can't even picture it.
We'll see you next week, Berg. Appreciate you, man.
All right. Thanks, Bill. See ya.
Jim down in West Palm says, Bill, the Tri-County area is full of Noles. He's talking about Broward, Dade, and Palm Beach counties. There are so many Noles fans down here, or more than the Gators and the Canes. See, I didn't know that. I didn't know what the breakdown was. I'm not surprised at that. I just never really thought about what the demographic breakdown would be. I probably would have guessed there would be more Gators just because it's State U. But, I mean, Florida State University is Florida State University, too. I mean, you can spin it or mold it any way you want. I wouldn't have thought necessarily it was a Miami-controlled tri-state area or tri-county area down there. Just because, again, he's right. Miami is a fantastic school, but not many of the locals end up there. Miami is about getting people nationwide, even worldwide. Same with Vanderbilt. I mean, we've got Vanderbilt here in the 615. It's a very prestigious academic institution. Most of their students, and you Vandy fans listening, maybe you could give me a breakdown. But I'd say if you just took the student body at Vanderbilt, what, 99% of that student body would be from elsewhere, right? Now, again, I'm solely guessing there. If I'm off, correct me. And that's the MO of the school. I mean, that's what they're about. Vanderbilt's student body is literally worldwide. It's certainly nationwide, but it's worldwide. Thinking from my high school class, we had just my high school class, and that was 79, 80 right there. We had probably three or four. We had a small class, all boys school. Probably three or four go to Vandy. That's probably changed since then. I'm thinking it's probably even more difficult now. A friend of mine, actually, dad was the dean of the law school at Vanderbilt, so he didn't have any problems getting in. He actually ended up in law school there after undergrad and quit. And his dad was the dean there, longtime dean there at the law school. Anyways, before we get the break, Kareem says, I heard Butch was seen around the Bama campus picking up litter with this trash can, and it's the Team 121 trash can. Does anybody have a gif of that? Butch already on campus. He's got the haircut and everything. Collecting trash with the Team 121 trash can. Anybody got any video or a still picture of that? I'd like to have it right now on the show. LifeInsuranceWithJason.com, that site. LifeInsuranceWithJason.com. It's spelt just like it sounds. All the contact information is right there. Most all of these situations are done online these days. It's not the way you might envision it years ago, where you'd go to an office, meet with somebody, talk about life insurance and all that. It's mainly done online. It's that comforting. It's that easily set up for you. Do not make predetermined opinions about, no, I don't think I'll be able to get any. It's too expensive, or I've got some pre-existing conditions and they're not gonna clear me. Do not draw that conclusion. He's getting life insurance for people with all kinds of different conditions, including people who are totally healthy. But don't make the assessment that it's not worth your time. Get hold of Jason Herring. All the information to contact him is on that site, lifeinsurancewithjason.com, and talk to him. He has relationships with literally dozens and dozens and dozens of companies. He has done business with in all kinds of different circumstances. Every scenario you can think of, he's dealt with. And he is the guy for you, no matter what your circumstance is. LifeInsuranceWithJason.com. Get on that site, look around, and if you need Jason, you want to contact him and get the true PhD information, he will absolutely discuss it with you over the phone and comfort you and help you out. It's that simple. We'll get the break. Bill King will be at the Omni Nashville Hotel on Friday.
Good morning. The police in the clearing stages of this crash out here on 65 southbound, south of OHB here in Brentwood. The heaviest flow of traffic, of course, is coming northbound up through Williamson County in general. Bell Road, Hickory Hollow Trace, trying to improve from that earlier accident. Hermitage Avenue at Academy Place, that's an accident from earlier with injuries. If you're looking for the best bargains, look no more. Check out GimmeA5.com. They're in Clarksville, Lebanon, Dixon, Madison. GimmeA5.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Since 1976, Angelo's Picnic Pizza, an Italian restaurant, has continued the tradition of the La Mattina family of real Italians making real pizza and dishes with their own secret and successful recipes passed from generation to generation. Angelo's Picnic Pizza, an Italian restaurant at 2713 Murfreesboro Road in Antioch, has long been the go-to place in Nashville for authentic Brooklyn-style pizza, even up to selling pizza by the slice. In fact, the La Mattina family received a proclamation from Metro Government for dedication to service, length of time open for a family-owned business, and great selection of authentic Italian food. But it's more than just great pizzas at Angelo's, with amazing pasta dishes, calzones, strombolis, and sandwiches. Plus daily specials and a buffet Monday through Saturday from 11 to 2 and Sunday 4:30 to 8:30. Catering also available. Visit angelospicnicpizza.com to learn more and print off special coupons, or just give Nick and the crew a call. 615-399-0100. That's Angelo's Picnic Pizza, an Italian restaurant in Antioch, for the real deal Italian.
Small businesses are what make our economy the most vibrant in the world. Don't let everyday legal problems like government regulations, contracts, insurance, customers who don't pay, bankruptcies and lawsuits drag down your small business. Solve your problems, protect what you've built. I'm Jim Freeman, and I have decades of experience preventing and solving business legal problems. Call James A. Freeman & Associates at 383-3787. We're here to help. And the initial consultation, parking, and coffee are always free.
Hey, this is Greg Pogue inviting you to join me Sunday mornings at 9 right here on 560 AM on 95.9 FM for the Tennessee State University Basketball Coaches Show, presented by Franklin American Mortgage, featuring Tigers coach Dana Ford and Lady Tigers coach Jessica Kern. Keep up with the Tigers and Lady Tigers throughout the season on the TSU Basketball Coaches Show, also brought to you by the Tennessee Lottery, Pepsi, the Tennessee Highway Safety Office, Nissan, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, and McDonald's. That's the TSU Basketball Coaches Show, presented by Franklin American Mortgage, every Sunday morning at 9.
Nashville weather. Here is a look at your Skywatch weather forecast. For today, showers, possibly a thunderstorm. High today in the mid-60s. Tonight, more showers and thunderstorms, low in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, you guessed it, more showers and thunderstorms expected. High tomorrow in the lower 60s. And tomorrow night, partly cloudy and cold, low in the mid-30s. And sunny skies to return back in the forecast as we head into the weekend. I'm Commander Chuck with your Skywatch weather.
The number one college sports show on the planet, The Bill King Show.
In case you're wondering, which I'm guessing you're not, the Big Ten tournament starts today on the Big Ten Network. That's right. It's weird. It's out of place. It's awkward. It starts tonight. For those of you who are into it, I just gave you the information. It's on the Big Ten Network starting at 5:30 Eastern. Now, we're central here, so 4:30. If you happen to be in front of a TV, maybe you're at a bar. Check it out. Maybe you're at Bar Lines. Big Ten Network. You know what? With Music City Todd down there, I bet you it's on down there. I bet Todd has it directed there. Now, his Buckeyes won't play until Friday. But the lower seeds, four of them, go at it starting at 4:30 today. TM says, Bill, Butch finds out from Nick, once he gets hired down there, that he's actually been hired to fix some broken bricks outside of the stadium. What if he hires Butch to polish the statues? Bears statue and also Nick's. Blake wants to know, does Cochran make fun of Butch for the trash can? I would think that the first time they have a staff meeting. Now, I'll say this. You know how we've been talking about people who have been tweeting, man, that's going to get good. If Nick hires Butch, what's it going to be like? Or when are we going to get the first view of Nick chewing out Butch on the sideline randomly during a game? And the answer is that's not going to happen because if he's hired, it's as an analyst. He won't be on the sideline. You won't see him. He will not be very visible. But these guys are in the staff meetings. I know this because, well, I know it, but you know how Nick has that rule that you're not allowed to communicate if you are one of the assistants, even if you're a coordinator. There's a one-voice rule, which I totally get that. You don't want a lot of different voices out there talking about things that might confuse the message. I get that. Even with that rule, I would talk to Kevin Steele. And Kevin texted me the day that Lane Kiffin was in the very first staff meeting. And it was very funny. because, and I don't remember the exact wording, but Kevin said, I immediately brought up what it was going to be like when we traveled to Tennessee. And he said the entire staff got a big kick out of that. So if they were to hire him in those early morning overall staff meetings, he would be part of that, yes. And then he would be jettisoned out to fix some broken bricks outside of the stadium. What if they put him on cemetery duty? You know, there's that cemetery right there. Maybe they have him out there weed eating. You can learn a lot of what Nick wants done by doing that, I'm guessing. I mentioned Kareem, big Miami fan, says, I heard Butch was seen around campus picking up litter with the trash can, the Team 121 trash can. Maybe so. Bobby says Saban is absolutely telling him to leave those trash cans back in Knoxville. One thing Butch could do when he does talk to Nick, or I guess he already has, right, is point out that he's still on the Jumbotron. Would Butch getting hired by Nick in an analyst role force Tennessee to expedite the elimination of Butch's likeness on the Jumbotron? Would that finally be the reason to get that done a little bit quicker than they seem to be wanting to move on it right now? Seemingly, they don't appear to be moving on it at all right now, although we don't know that either because nobody's talking about it. Nobody with any substance or muscle has said a word about that, right? It's mentioned on the talk shows up there every day, I'm sure. But I haven't heard anything about it. Have you? I've heard absolutely nothing about it. Speaking of spring practice, you know that I am Mr. Spring Practice guy. I don't miss any of them. I love them all. Brad Powers tweeted, and Brad will be with us on Friday, that today, Auburn, Boston College, Michigan State, Ole Miss, Stanford, and UAB. They started yesterday, sorry. So Auburn, Boston College, Sparty, Ole Miss, Stanford, and UAB started on Tuesday. Clemson and South Carolina get started today. That's what I should have said. Although I don't catch a big buzz when it comes to spring practice. Brad also put up the odds. These were recent. Let's just go back through these quickly. They'll move around a little bit depending on news. National championship odds as of about right now. Ohio State 8-1, Alabama 2-1, Clemson 6-1, Washington 30-1, Auburn 20-1, Georgia 7-1, Notre Dame 35-1, Penn State 12-1. Oklahoma 20-1, Michigan 12-1. Again, he'll be with us on Friday. We'll hang out. We'll talk. We'll be at Kitchen Notes, actually, doing the show. So Brad will be with us handicapping football and basketball. And that'll be – Friday will be the day that you're really getting into the – I'm trying here. You're really getting into the flow of the Big Ten tournament in Madison Square Garden, which is the world's most famous place, but Big Ten, Delaney, they've already said that ain't happening again. It's not, the Garden's wonderful. It's the Big Ten, and it's a week early because they had to make that agreement to facilitate the scheduling. It's just been close to a big CF is what it's been. Tickets at PrimoSeats.com. That's what we're talking about right now. Get your tickets if it's the conference tournaments coming up, if it's the NCAA tournament coming up, if it's the NBA, if it's the NHL, Charlie's PhD, if it's next season when the games start in college football or the NFL. Go to Primo Seats, click on your sport, then click on your team, and you'll see all the tickets. It's that simple. In most cases, when you purchase tickets, you'll be sent them electronically, meaning email. And then you can print it out right there on your printer at home or your office. You'll have your barcode, and you're good. That is your ticket. That'll get you right in. In most cases, that's the way it's done. Now, sometimes, and it just depends on the particular ticket or the situation, sometimes it is a mailed hard copy ticket, right? Sometimes it's like that too. But more than ever before, it's done electronically, which is very easy and comforting. I mean, boom, boom, you're in. That easy. Use the name Bill Is King or Bill King. Either one works in the promo code box, and that will get you 5% off an already good price on that ticket. PrimoSeats.com for your ticket needs, whether it's sporting related or not. We're coming right back. I'll be Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Still giving yourself extra time out here in the rain. Central Pike at Dobson Chapel, that's tied up due to an accident. That's one of the latest wrecks out here. 40 eastbound there at OHB west of town. That also appeared to be a minor collision. Still slow on 65 southbound south of OHB and Brentwood from that earlier crash. Princess Hot Chicken is the original hot chicken here in Middle Tennessee. They were here before everybody else started hot chicken. Try it today at 5814 Nolensville Pike. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-643-6931 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-643-6931 to take your call now. Call 1-800-643-6931. That's 1-800-643-6931. Again, 1-800-643-6931.
I love my community, and as a doting dad,
Daddy's home,
a devoted son,
there you are, Joe,
and a good neighbor,
hey, man,
the people in my life are used to hearing my knock at the door, but as a law enforcement officer, I have to give news that people never expect. That's the one knock I always dread.
Booze it and lose it. A message from the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Bob's Steak and Chop House, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Classic steakhouse food prepared and presented in a manner that Bon Appetit calls the kind of fare you'll want to go back for again and again. Voted one of the top 50 restaurants in the country by Travel and Leisure Magazine, one of the most romantic restaurants in Music City, and awarded the 2016 Wine Spectator Award of Excellence. For reservations, simply call 615-761-3707 or go to OpenTable.com.
It's the Greg Vogue and Big Joe Show.
Oh, my goodness. This is going to be some radio gold here.
This is...
I can't stop the impression. I can't stop doing it.
I'm working on my Joe Dubin impression.
Good luck with that one, because nobody likes him. Bye, Kenny. I see it. Lipscomb tonight. Tell Mr. Plaster we're getting some pizza.
That is so funny.
Kenny, I love you.
I think the world of you.
It's the Greg Vogue and Big Joe Show on WNSR 560 on 95.9. FM.
Need to know anything about college football? Consult with the Encyclopedia Bill Tanaka every morning.
Landry from Central Time, 7 until 7:30. He actually will be on the road at the Combine. So we'll have Chris there, and we'll get into the Underwear Olympics a little bit with him. I'll try not to go from the NFL angle. It'll be more of the college angle. That'd be angle. But Landry will be on the road tomorrow at the Combine. So we'll check in with him. Always a, I'm telling you, man, the guy's knowledge of football and the behind the scenes and the ins and outs and whether it's on the field or otherwise is hard to beat. We don't have a guest on that goes as deep as he goes. And we spend about 25, 30 minutes on that on Thursdays. I mentioned Will Fong's not going to be with us for a while. He wants a little time off. So he'll come back sometime down the road here. Not sure when, but we'll get him back at some point. Other than that, that's the guesting on Thursday. We'll see what happens today, and then I'll make decisions accordingly to guest it up, if indeed we are going to guest it up. Got to remember, this show has never been about how many guests we can get on the show. Sometimes we have them, sometimes we don't. Depends on the day, depends on the mood, depends on the overall circumstance. We have taken the Butch Jones has talked with Nick about joining that staff in some capacity, probably as a behind-the-scenes analyst, obviously. Everything else is taken. And we have spent not the entire time, but a good portion of the time on the show kicking that around. Nick has done this in many cases. He'll do it in the future, too. He doesn't care what anybody thinks. He doesn't care what anybody else's opinion is on this. He does it for a reason, and he gets results regardless. We all know that. He has had many different assistant coaches with him down there at Alabama, whether it be coordinators or regular position coaches, and they come and go. Doesn't seem to matter at all. He wins either way. Doesn't matter. Even if the guy isn't doing that good of a job, it never seems to, well, compared to anybody else, it never seems to matter, right? Now, you could say, well, Bill Lane Kiffin and the semifinal game with Washington, now they weren't going to lose the game because the defense wasn't going to give up points to Washington or many points. But they still didn't have to lose the game. And I don't know. I mean, would you blame Sarkisian for the Clemson loss? I mean, obviously, once Clemson got rolling, that vaunted defense, which is one of the best defenses we've ever seen, couldn't get off the field. Now, maybe you could blame that some on the offense. I don't know. Didn't help that your big running back got hurt either. Didn't also help that on the other side of the ball, you had Deshaun Watson. And then shortly after that, he's going to Atlanta. Sarkisian, but you know, back to Jeremy too. I'm thinking that was a good hire. I know that's not me with an original thought. One of my original thoughts. I thought under the circumstances that was a good hire. This is not going to be a very good year on the field. I think if you're putting an over and under out for them, I think it's about 6, and that might be hard to attain. But I think overall, this will end up being a good hire for Tennessee. I don't know. And Josh Newberg said this earlier. I'm not sure I can define what I mean by it's going to be a good hire. Because that doesn't mean I'm predicting a national championship. I think Tennessee is one of those places where you can do it, but it's really hard. It's easier at places like Florida, Alabama, Georgia, LSU, Ohio State, places like that. I know they won it in 98. We witnessed it. We talked about it every day. Followed every inch of that season. But it's hard to do. It's hard to do for a couple reasons. Number one, you aren't in the best location, even though it's gotten a lot better for players. And you do recruit outside of the area, so there are answers for that, but it's still not the best location. I live here. I love it. And it's way better than it used to be, but it's still not Georgia, Florida, Alabama, Louisiana, etc. It's not. Those built-in advantages, those areas that are geographically privileged, have built-in advantages that are better than Tennessee's. Now, when they were rolling, Fulmer was going all over the place getting players, which was a great run by then, but that's hard to sustain. Bill says, since Butch's salary at Alabama would be deducted from what Tennessee owes him, could Nick pay him $1 a year to take a jab at Tennessee? I don't know. I don't know how that would work. All I know is Butch is owed about $8 million and they're paying him in monthly installments through, is it February of 21? I get the dates confused because I don't find it all that important to remember it, right? I don't know how, if Butch indeed ends up down there as an analyst, it ain't about the money. It's about resuscitating the resume. That's what that's about. It's not about the cash. He's got $8 million coming to him in 1 month installments, which will be very and are very attractive. This ain't about where can I go money grab. This is, and I know you didn't mean it that way, this is about how quick can I get what happened this last year at Tennessee behind me, and how quick can I start rebuilding the resume so I can make one more run at a good head coaching job? That's what Butch is thinking right now. Money ain't a problem. Butch can do anything he wants financially. That's not an issue. We need one more break here on this Wednesday edition. Man, these days go quick. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Still give yourself extra time out here in the rain. Central Pike at Dobson Chapel, that's tied up due to an accident. That's one of the latest wrecks out here. 40 eastbound there at OHB west of town. That also appeared to be a minor collision. Still slow on 65 southbound south of OHB and Brentwood from that earlier crash. Princess Hot Chicken is the original hot chicken here in Middle Tennessee. They were here before everybody else started hot chicken. Try it today at 5814 Nolensville Pike. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 4ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.4ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 4ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Part of you won't be satisfied till you eat food that's hot and meaty. You want Penn Station East Coast subs, grilled steak and onions, baked bready goodness, and fresh cut fries. Answer your craving. Penn Station, hot meaty goodness.
Visit Penn Station East Coast subs in Bellevue, Hermitage, Mount Juliet, and now two locations in Murfreesboro. And for the entire month of February, enjoy the delicious Philly cheesesteak sub with fries and drink at a special price. Penn Station, hot meaty goodness.
Smashville is your home for the NHL Western Conference champion Nashville Predators. And WNSR is your home for the best coverage. Redneck Nation Radio is on Nashville Sports Radio. Every game day morning starting at 5 a.m., Crazy Charlie Saunier and his crew take you around the league with updates, interviews, and more. For the best coverage of the Nashville Predators, make sure you're locked in every game day morning starting at 5. For Redneck Nation Radio on Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Nashville weather.
Here is a look at your Skywatch weather forecast. For today, showers, possibly a thunderstorm. High today in the mid-60s. Tonight, more showers and thunderstorms, low in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, you guessed it, more showers and thunderstorms expected. High tomorrow in the lower 60s. And tomorrow night, partly cloudy and cold, low in the mid-30s. And sunny skies to return back in the forecast as we head into the weekend. I'm Commander Chuck with your Skywatch weather.
Often imitated, never duplicated. Wordsmithing like a mofo on college football, it's Bill King.
We'll be at the Omni on Friday. Chris Landry tomorrow. I'm confused on this Sean Miller thing. And I will admit that I haven't done a lot of digging other than what I read briefly the other day. Do they or do they not have wiretapped by the FBI audio of Miller talking about a $100K payment to one of his players? Because some are suggesting, and Jeff called about this earlier, and Jeff's a basketball guru, that might be fake news. Now, I don't know that, but I'm a little confused. I may have to waste some time today and look into that. I might have to take some valuable space out of my day and divert it to that, which I'd prefer not to have to divert it to. Jana Abraham, who lives out in Cali now. She's from here, and she was here during the Rivals days and then got married, and she's out there in California. She's a Tennessee fan and a passionate Tennessee fan. She says, Bill, there is just nothing funny about this. I was talking about Lyle potentially going to Alabama. She finds no humor. I understand she doesn't. Lots of other people do. It's not really going to be funny once he gets there because we're not ever going to see him. It's only funny to dream about, right? The actual end game won't amount to much as far as what we can do with it on the show. Unless some of the crazy tweets like maybe Butch gets there, gets to take over Nick's Twitter account, which he doesn't have one, and then immediately uses it to go to war with Lane Kiffin. Now see, that is what we need. That's what the show needs. We need that right there to play off of. We could use that like Feinbaum used Fulmer Albert Means versus Alabama for about 5 years. We could milk that thing just like Feinbaum did that 3 hours a day, every day, for what seemed like a decade. We could take the Butch, now has Nick's Twitter, and go with it day after day, right? It's too bad Ohio State won't let any stuff like this happen. Now, they've gone through coordinators and stuff. But that was just, you know, that was quick. We don't have any. I guess if Urban were to hire Brady Hoke, we could probably get some mileage out of that. I don't think that's ever going to happen. But we could get some mileage out of that. Or here's another one. And Buckeye Brenda brought this up earlier. What if Harbaugh swooped in and tried to hire Butch? You know, Butch is a native Michigan person. Would it be Michigan-ander? What would be the word? Hey, he's not a native Wolverine, but he's a native state of Michigan person. That might work a little bit. Tomorrow, Chris Landry, 7 until 7:30. That's the only guesting I've got right now. I'll consider the rest of it as we get through today. Then on Friday, we'll be at the Omni Nashville Hotel. Kitchen Notes in Hour 3, Brad Powers will be with us with lots of handicapping, lots of betting. Tabs is out in Vegas. She's on vacation, and she tweeted last night, and she hasn't, at least she said this morning, she hadn't been able to check on it. She said she wasn't able to get a bet on the Big Ten tournament games because of the FBI investigation, which makes no sense. I'll see if she'll clarify that. I want to see what she's betting out there. Lajpa.